Please go ahead. The call is now being recorded.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's JAS call on Friday the 18th of February, we have Rafik Damak, Carlos Aguirre, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Elaine Pries, Tijani Benjima, and from staff we have Carla Valente, Olaf Nordling, Glenn de Saint-Giry, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. Apologies noted today from Alex Kakuru, Carlton Samuels, Boudouin Chambé, and if I can please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Rafik.
Thank you, Gisela. Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining the Friday call. Okay, today we have different agenda than last time. So we are not going to start with updates, but more so that we will follow the agenda sent by Carla today. The first item is about to review and approve the summary and analysis to the public comment. Okay. Carla is here or not?
Yes, she is.
Hi, Rafik. I am here. I'm having wireless connection issues, but I am at the call. I sent the document yesterday with really a short sentence in response to the public comments because there was not, it really, one was in support and the other one was unrelated to the milestone.
Okay, so can you just present what was the draft? Just, I'm not sure that everybody reads the document, so.
Okay.
Can you please just put maybe the response on the Adobe Connect? That can be helpful.
Gisela, do you have the document?
Are you able to send it through? Is Rafik able to send it through? I'd have to check.
I sent yesterday to the mailing list.
Give me a second.
Okay.
Document's on its way, just bear with me for a second.
By the way, what is the deadline for the response?
Monday, 21 February.
Okay, so so we have, I think, to decide today and just to check after the mailing list.
It's just uploading.
Hello?
Can everyone see the document?
Yeah. Carla, please go ahead.
Just made it bigger. Sorry, I've taken over on the chat. Hi, everybody. I'm in now. This is Sintra. Hi, Sintra. Welcome to the call. Rafik, Carla?
Yeah, where is Carla?
I am here, Rafik.
Okay, so that's why I asked. Please go ahead just to introduce quickly and then we can have comments from people in the call.
Oh, sure. Okay, so the document, which I can't see what you have in front of you, but the first part of the document really is just a summary of what people posted in the public comments. There were only two comments. One of them is really unrelated to the report itself, and the other one is very much in support of us continuing the work. It talks a little bit about the applicant cost reduction for developing countries. So there's nothing really for us to do under the section that says general comments, because that's the summary of what was said by the respondents. Then there is a session that is called summary analysis. And under summary analysis is ideally what we as a team respond to the respondents, or basically we say to the respondents. What I did is I just started with a short sentence that says, the Joint Applicant Support Working Group responsible for the milestone report thanks the respondents for taking the time to comment. The JAS Working Group has had its charter renewed and continues to refine the recommendations that will be presented and considered by ICANN's board in the near future. So the question that I have, Rafik, is whether or not this working group wants to expand on that or change that, what I just wrote under summary analysis, and that's the only part that we have to discuss.
So I think it's up to the working group members who are here in the call. So any comments? Please, Jenny, go ahead.
You hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. The comments were in fact only the African community statement, and I don't see the second one because I see only this on your document, Carla. And the statement of the African community wasn't, to pose problems. It was to express opinion regarding, especially the fee reduction, regarding also the continuation of the group, regarding the milestone report. So it's true that the statement supports the milestone report and supports the ongoing work. But that's all. So your summary analysis is well. There is nothing to add, I think. But the second comment, I don't see it here.
Yes, it is there. It is the last paragraph of the first page and the beginning of the next page. It comes from the .connect Africa.
I see. Yes, I understand. Okay, so I understand.
And as you can see, it's not really related to the milestone report directly.
That's right.
Okay. Any further comment? No. As I think Tijani explained well, that it's African Afro-Law statement, which is supporting our work and the ongoing work, and I think the response is enough to respond to that. So if I don't hear any comments now, I think that there is some agreement from people in the call, and then just we need to send just to ask people on the mailing list if they agree, if it's possible today, and then we can send the summary. So what do you think?
I think it's a great idea.
Okay. So, if I don't see any objection, so we can move.
That was easy.
Yeah. Okay, so the next item is more about San Francisco, to prepare for San Francisco meeting and the working group meeting. So, Carla, can you please just introduce quickly what are the items related to this point?
Yes. Thank you, Rafik. So, for the Silicon Valley ICANN meeting that is happening now beginning of March, the Just Working Group expressed the wish to have a face-to-face meeting. This is not a public session. It's just a face-to-face meeting for this group to do some work. And what I would like to know to be able to book a room for us is what day you want to meet, for how long and what time. And a confirmation, of course, that this is only one meeting. And the subgroups are not meeting separately. And last time during our call, my recollection is that several people from the subgroups said that they don't think that they need actually a meeting room, that they can meet ad hoc, you know, about their own issues, but we needed that one face-to-face meeting for the whole group. Thank you.
Thanks, Carla. Just first, because the time I see it's first the date, it's either Wednesday or Thursday, and it will start quite early. So first we may check if it's okay for people to start at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that is. It's just a suggestion because last time, Rafik, when we were in Cartagena, it was a lot of the members of this working group had a very early start in their respective constituencies or organizations, and that's why I really put there 7:30 is a very unkind time. Of course, we can meet at any time, and we can meet later. It's just, you know, a suggestion, taking into consideration how the schedule starts early for most of us.
So we can start to check this. Okay, please. And the queue to Jenny and then Ellen. Please, Jenny, go ahead.
So, first of all, Wednesday is a crowded day for at large. I didn't want to respond to your email, Carla, because I was waiting for the finalization of the schedule. I didn't want to propose another time, and then it will appear that there is something in. So, perhaps... From my side, perhaps that Wednesday is not the right day for at large, even though 7:30 is free for us on Wednesday. But I still think that we have to avoid 7:30. It's too early for people, and there is a risk to have very few people coming.
Okay. Thank you, Tijani, and this is Carla. Thank you, Tijani, and the meetings team should be publishing the schedule next week.
Okay.
Cheryl, here. You're going to have a difficulty slotting it in anywhere else, but see how you go.
Thanks, Cheryl. Ellen, please go ahead.
Thank you. I would like to also say 7:30 is going to be a very tough time to make. If we do end up doing that, Wednesday would be better for me than Thursday. But could we just do it, maybe have a doodle for that to see which day would and which time would be best for people? Thanks.
So just I think to add, I think GMSO, for GMSO, I think maybe Thursday is not so crowded as usual. So maybe Thursday it's it should be appropriate, and then it if also suitable for Alak, so it, that can be a good day. About the time. So it will be not easy for everybody, but maybe we can find a compromise to start at 8 or not early 7:30, but at least at 8 we can leave some room for people to camp, to join.
Okay. Maybe it would be also easier for people to voice a preference after the meetings team publishes the schedule next week, so by next Friday. Probably people will have a better feeling of what would be the best time and date.
Okay. So, but there is a deadline to ask for for slot time slot or not. So maybe just.
We don't need to ask for a time slot. I need to reserve a room, and the earlier I book a room for us, the better it is. But it's, if we do that next week, it's not a problem at all. We can still do that.
So you think that we should wait for to have the that schedule to be published and then to be online, then we can have better better idea. So how we can select the day and the time.
Understood. Yep.
So if people agree, we can work on that next week. It's better, so we have better idea about the time and this, how is the schedule for San Francisco meeting. Okay. If I so, seeing no objection, so we can move and then to we will work on that item next. Please
no,
go ahead.
No. It was
No problem. So we can so Carla, so we can add this item for the next call. So what else about the San Francisco meeting? I see that about the system, if to define what is the overall messaging that needs to be passed on by this working group during the ICANN meeting. Carla, can you explain a little bit what do you mean by this?
So the working group is now working on the continuation of the milestone report, so there's going to be a final recommendation. If people or the GAC of the board or general, you know, public asks, okay, so when do we have the next work, what we should be expecting, what is it that we're supposed to be saying? What are the next steps for this working group? What kind of expectations can we set for, you know, about this work that we are doing?
As we are not going to have, we are not going to participate in public session. So, it the idea it will be how we can maybe we need to make some presentation to different constituency and stakeholder groups, if it's possible. At least I think that I will have to present an update to the GNSO Council in the Saturday, but not sure about the Alak site and how we can how we can do that with other constituency and stakeholder groups. Any comments? Sintra, please go ahead.
Cynthia, if you are muted, star six to unmute also.
Use star seven and stuff on these books. I just wanted to mention that I have been speaking to Tracy Hackshaw, who is Trinidad and Tobago's GAC representative, and he's on a working group which is led by Alice, who is the Kenyan GAC representative, and they are preparing for the Brussels meeting, a mechanism whereby developing countries can seek aid in order to apply for GTLDs along those lines. So I had invited him to join our working group just to ensure we are not duplicating effort, and he has agreed, and he said he will also request the same of the other members of his working group. I don't know if it's appropriate for us to request from Alice or through staff their documentation and their work up to this point, so that maybe we can dovetail or see where they are at in terms of our work.
Can I get in queue? This is Tony Harris.
Yeah, please go ahead.
I think this is an interesting comment. My only question is this initiative for the developing countries, is it going to be presented by governments, or would it be something which would involve developing countries as a whole, in other words, the public and sector, the NGOs, everybody?
I don't know the full details of it, but I know it was a presentation that was to be made at the Brussels meeting, one of those subcommittees to deal with that aspect. So I don't think NGOs were specifically invited, but certainly I think we should take on board or at least consider what they are presenting to the board.
Okay, thank you.
Just to
I don't know if Carla is not on the call, but perhaps she could have given us some more information or stuff, I don't know. Tracy has told me that he will be available for the Tuesday call, so certainly if he attends, he will be able to let us know more.
This is Olaf Nordling here. Hello, the lost son. I'm back again. lost uncle, perhaps.
Lost, you're never lost.
Just to clarify a few things, there is a GAC board consultation that's taking place in a little over a week's time in Brussels for 2 days. And the purpose of that exercise is to identify the differences between the current stance of the guidebook and the GAC advice in a number of areas. And one of those is providing opportunities for all stakeholders, including those from developing countries, where the GAC advice, well, it certainly differs from what's in the guidebook right now, but it also differs from slightly then from the approach followed by the GAS working group, notably that they focus on, for example, categorization as a way of applying different conditions for different applications and thereby also different costs and different application fees. So the purpose of that exercise is really to identify where the differences are, just as a little background.
Can I get
Carla on the call? She was on the call, but she dropped off.
Carla's on the call.
You're here.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, for you to take over the explanations of all that.
No, I think the explanation was accurate. There is really this categorization approach, but in addition to that, they also stress communication. And they stress the timing of when something would be implemented for applicants from developing countries. By they, I mean the GAC. Sorry.
Okay, we have Tijani and Alan in the queue. Please, Tijani, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I thought this point was the item 3 of the agenda. That's why I didn't participate in the discussion. But now, since it is now discussed, I do think that that the categorization of the GAG is not much far from our approach too, because they wanted to make some categories paying less, and we put criteria to pay less also, so it's we are not too far. I propose that we invite Alice from Kenya, and to invite the GAG member from Sri Lanka to attend our next meeting, so that they will be we can discuss with them, and we can find with them what is common and what is the message we do want to pass, if they agree to do so, to pass it for us.
Thanks. Alan, please go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to clarify, but I think I disagree on what Tijani just said on the first part, that is how close together we are. There are a number of people on this call, perhaps most of them, who strongly support categorization. And categorization is very different from what we're doing, because it explicitly says ICANN sets the price differently, which we have been essentially forbidden from talking about because of our charter and how we were mandated. So we're not looking for, they're not looking for interesting ways that we could finesse a lower price, but simply it's a lower price, for a whole bunch of different reasons. So conceptually, I think it's very close to where we are. Because of the rules that were imposed on us, I think their position is a much stronger one. And although I think I support it, many of us support it, it's not necessarily a recommendation the group can come out. So I think it's very much a complementary effort, and we should work together where appropriate. But there is this sticking point that they're actually recommending different policy, whereas we're bound by the original policy. Thank you.
Can I get in queue, Tony Harris?
Okay, just half in and then Tony, okay? Helen, please go ahead.
This is Elaine. Rafiq, did you just say go ahead? I can barely hear you.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. I am going to strongly oppose supporting categorization from our working group. I like the idea that disadvantaged applicants would get a reduced price, but the actual categorization concept has been debated and kicked around in the community for years, and it hasn't gained enough traction to get any consideration beyond communities or category and generic names or category within the guidebook. So I would not support that.
You don't support that? Elaine, can you hear me?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I just wanted to clarify. You don't support that we try to, about, you don't support the idea of categorization, or just you don't support that we work with that working group from the GAG?
I don't support categorization or the effort of trying to force categorization at this point in the program. I think that our efforts and our energies would be better used than to try to push something through that hasn't been accepted by the community as a whole over several years.
Thank you, Ellen. Tony, please go ahead.
I have a very brief comment, and I think this is opening up a can of worms. As far as the time schedule is concerned, if this becomes a serious issue, it will mean policy development, it will mean comment periods, it will mean, I don't know, maybe the GNSO will have to work on policy. This could set the whole application process back 18 months or 24 months easily. So I'm not really very much in favor of that.
Thank you, Tony. Any further comments? Okay. So anyway, I think we may try to do contact this working group. We try to send email to Alice and to check from her side. I'm not sure that maybe she can or they can attend the next call in Tuesday, but at least maybe in the Friday call, if it's possible for them. And then as I'm not sure about the idea of that categorization, so maybe we don't jump in that topic now. Oh, okay. Sorry, Alan. Okay, I will repeat. What I said that I will try to contact Alice and to check from their side if they can attend the next call. Not sure if it can be for Tuesday, but maybe probably for a Friday call. So I'm not sure if we have now consensus about that the topic of categorization. And maybe we need to discuss that more in details in the mailing list, because not all working group members are present in the call. So, please, Tijani, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. This categorization is something that we worked on with Bertrand Lachapelle before the launch of this working group. And we worked with him, and I support strongly the categorization because I find it a fair way to make things different. We cannot put all people together, and all people doesn't have the same ability to apply in the same conditions. So if there is support or not support for categorization, it will not help now, because there will not be any result after what. So what we need now is to convince the GAD people to lobby for our aims, if you want, and that's why perhaps we need to invite them. That's my comment.
Thank you. That's what I was saying, that we don't jump quickly on the topic of categorization. We don't have everybody here in the call. It's not that there is some objection, some opposition to that, so we cannot have consensus now. But it's just about to pass the message to the GAC. So the idea was from Sebastian to prepare a message for the GAC board meeting. So it's not just for the GAC, but it's for the GAC and the board members. And then we may need to work on that, even if it's quite tight. It's quite tight time to do that, but to prepare a short message to express what the working group wants to advocate for to the GAC members and the board members. So maybe we need just a few people that can try to work together in a few days to prepare a message that can after to be reviewed by the working group members, and then we can ask kindly Sebastian to pass the message during the GAC and board meeting. So, any comments? Okay. So, do you agree with that That's the way how we can proceed first, to contact the GAC members and to see how we can work with them and to avoid duplication of work, and then working on messages that we should send for the GAC and the board meeting in Brussels. Okay. Yeah, anyway, we will send all this to the to the mailing list to have more deep discussion. I guess we can move to the next item about subgroups updates. I think we have only Jenny, Ellen, and Tony as leaders from work team. So we will start with Tijani working. Please go ahead and just make just a short update, and I saw that you already sent the message. Okay, please go ahead.
Yes, very short. Okay. So, as we discussed last call, I sent you a short email with the ideas we discussed last time. And it is about, for example, self-declaration. And I said applicants who wish to benefit from the support should provide a declaration of their properties, a financial report for the last 3 years, a bank statement of the last 3 years. For the qualification, to be declared needy, an applicant should have a total need, a total net profit over the 3 last years less than, and this is the threshold, it's, we can discuss it, I put $100,000. Nevertheless, the applicant should also demonstrate its sustained capacity or capability to operate the string, and thus should have a total net profit over the 3 last years more than or equal to $70,000. Those values are arbitrary and don't have scientific explanation. But if we assume that applicants should provide at least a self-funding of 30% of the application cost, the amounts can be seen as reasonable. And last point is the gaming. To verify the self-declaration, ICANN should make use of professional entities at asserting the truth and checking the exactitude of the declaration. Any misrepresentation will lead to the rejection of the application and will disqualify the applicant for the next 5 years.
Thank you, TJ. Just I have two quick comments. First, that asking the applicants to declare about financial reports and bank statements. We are assuming here that the applicant is already existing organization or maybe company, but I am expecting that for the new GTLD program, it's more that we will have a new format structure or organization. I'm not sure how they will handle those requests about 3 years of financial report and bank statement. And the second comment about the net profit. We can expect that some of those applicants will be not for profit, and they may just try to only to not to have a real revenue, just to match between the expenses of running a registry, and so not expecting to have so much benefit or profit. Yeah, thanks.
Yes. Yes, there is. It is not a problem if it is an NGO, for example, that is it a not-for-profit organization. They have to get some funding, and we put it in our milestone report. So the self-funding is what I am asking for, if you want. And we said that it must be less than 100,000 to be eligible for the support, and it cannot be less than 70, because we need a sustainable operating manner to manage the string. So I didn't put all the documents needed. I put only examples that I think about. There must be other documents needed to demonstrate the need. But if an organization doesn't have a financial report, I don't think any organization have financial report. And I put net profit, but it can be not a net profit. It can be an amount that they have because they need money to apply.
Can I get in queue, Tony Harris?
Okay, Tony, and after Tony, please go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, getting to this subject of Tijani is a very, very appropriate comment on having some funds coming in to these organizations. Perhaps 100,000 for a 3-year period is quite a low threshold. Because with $33,000 a year, it must be a very, very tiny organization. And becoming a TLD registry, even with outside help, is not something for the faint of heart. And as far as profit statements or net profit, for example, if you want to become a member of a global network such as Global Knowledge Partnership, GKP, as an NGO, you have to submit at least a yearly balance, an audited yearly balance, which, at least in South America, registered NGOs have to have this done every year and audited. So it's basically really a balance sheet more than which shows the income and expenses of an organization and demonstrates that there is some money coming in. That's just something which might be helpful.
Thanks, Tony. Sintra, please go ahead.
Right. I just wanted to make a comment with regard to the 3-year period. I think that is appropriate simply because when an organization in my jurisdiction is applying for charitable status, that is the period they look for organizations that are established for a while and stable. And a 3-year period is a sufficient amount of time to really determine if an organization has been keeping appropriate financial records and that kind of thing and has an appropriate structure into their management in order to follow through. Thank you.
Tony, please.
Yeah, Rafiq?
Yeah, you can.
Can I respond to that, please, Tony?
Yes, you can, yes.
Yeah, I just want to make clear I was not objecting to a 3-year period. I was just saying that the amount of $100,000 spread over 3 years, if I understood correctly, is insufficient, but perhaps I misunderstood. And Tijani meant $100,000 every year for 3 years. I could have misunderstood.
No, I agree with you. This was in response to Rafi's previous comment.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Thanks. To my first comment about that to show that bank statement, etc. We are assuming that an organization, NGO, or any kind of structure applying for the new GTLD program to exist for at least 3 years. So but we can expect there will be many new applicants who just start to set up their organization or company this year, or just they started last year. So
I agree with you. I agree with you, and it's not the 3 years is for the entities already established for 3 years at least. But we will not reject an organization that is born 1 year ago or 2 years ago. So it is a manner to show that the organization can first that the organization is needy, and the second that the organization can operate the string afterward. So we can change the 3 years and 3 years for the entities established at least 3 years ago.
Just maybe that there are some requirement for company they have more than 3 years, and some other more requirements for those new establishments. So maybe to ask the document that's more relevant for their case. Any further comments for this work team A and B? Okay, we can move to work team leaded by Tony. I think you already sent the document, so maybe short introduction, and then we can have a short discussion. Please go ahead.
Yeah, are you asking me to speak? Because I can barely hear you, Rafik.
Sorry, just I said that please go ahead just to present the document that you sent today to the working group.
Okay. I did send a document yesterday, and then I sent another message saying please put it on hold because I discovered a document from ICANN I had not read thoroughly, issued in October of last year. But it turned out to be basically a review of the budget allocation for new TLDs, and having read it twice, I haven't really come up with any substantial changes to the way they to the division of things within the application fee. In other words, the original concept of justification of the application fee. So basically, I will confirm by mail later and repost my my brief summary or report. And what I can tell you all is I think it's going to be very, very difficult to obtain a fee reduction because it's not a question of how good an argument you present, but really on a matter of will. Will ICANN, the ICANN board, be willing to review this when they have already sort of told us, you know, this is not doable? So I wouldn't place too many expectations of success on anything we do in that respect, but I think we should mention it in presenting new documents to ICANN. And the only thing I found which might as a long range shot be justifiable would be to see if the evaluators, who are people who are contracted externally to ICANN, perhaps they would waive or reduce their evaluator fee in the case of justifiable applications that require assistance within whatever parameters that we come up with. But then again, that may be a little difficult to achieve. That's all I have to say right now.
Thank you, Tony. Any comments?
Okay. I have a very easy group. There's consensus all the way around.
Tijani, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I understand what Tony said about the...
Could you speak up, please? I can't hear.
You don't hear me now?
Now it's better, yes.
Okay, so I do understand what Tony said about the willing of ICANN to accept the fee reduction, but I think that we should and we have to keep asking for it. It is the only way for the developing countries and for the poor communities to apply. We will not find funds to fund all needy people. As you said, the funds are not there is not a lot to find elsewhere from other entities. So the only thing that is possible is the fee reduction, and if we manage to achieve this fee reduction, we will do a lot for the needy applicants. So there wasn't a real rejection of the fee reduction, but they said they don't see how, and that's right that they see they say from outside ICANN. But I think that we have to convince. We need to go ahead and to do it again. Excuse me.
Can I respond, Rafik?
Hello? Yes, please go ahead. Yeah.
No, I just want to say that I agree very much with what Johnny just said, and I have made in the document I sent him, which I will reconfirm, I have sent some suggestions as to what we could tell the ICANN board if we're going to ask them to reconsider this. So I'm in entire agreement with Tijani on this.
Okay. Any further comment? Okay, I think we will finish with the last work team led by Ellen. Ellen, you still here?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, please go ahead, Ellen.
Okay, so over the last week for the finding help as far as technical work goes and coordinating that work, last week I was at the .next conference and spoke to several providers there about our program. And Kieran McCarthy, who organized that conference, has agreed to forward a short blurb on our work and a link for some more information to all of the attendees at that conference. So that's an effort to get the word and also try to get some more providers aware of what we're doing and considering internally if they can support our work by providing pro bono services. So as far as what I'm going to send to Kieran, I was just thinking of looking at the blog post that have been put up and then a link to our summary report. And let's see, next week I'll be attending the GAC ICANN board consultation, so I'm looking forward to further discussions on what our message is going to be in that environment so I can carry that also. Third thing is I've got a spreadsheet built that takes apart the application questions, and I put it into a matrix and divide it up into what sort of help might be needed. You know, for instance, one question, you might need technical support, you might need an attorney, you might need a consultant. Some questions you just need one piece of that, other questions you need all three. So I still have to get some information from Carla about how to post that to the wiki. I still haven't figured that out. That's all I've got going on right now.
Thanks, Ellen. Any comment? Okay. Uh, So, I think that hearing none, I can assume that we can adjourn this. We can adjourn this call for today. Thank you, everybody, for attending, and I am really sorry about that, the confusion about the time. Anyway, I hope that we can fix this for next calls. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jim.
Gisela?
Oui, c'est moi. Je pense que Gisela est déjà partie.